Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, what a time to be alive. And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week to make you say the thing that's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
What up, y'all?
What up?
We're recording this on...
How's it
today
hanging?
Is the spring equinox, right? Isn't it today or is it tomorrow?
Ladies and
perhaps.
Ladies. The weekend.
The week. That's amazing.
Man, we are recording. Is that from the halftime show?
No, it's
that's the
Daniel
SNL.
Craig.
Yeah.
introducing the weekend on SNL. There's a Twitter account that just posts that every Friday.
Yeah, post that video. And thus far has not pivoted into anything else, which is commendable, considering they have well over 100,000 followers by now, I guess.
Nope, they're not trying to get us to buy a Galaxy lamp. They're not doing shit. They're just trying to tell us that it's a weekend.
Or even like
Galaxy lamps. Hold on. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Because okay?
I have a thing about Galaxy lamps.
Please, go.
All right, so Galaxy lamp, I'm so shocked that you brought it up. Okay, so I saw it and I was like, kind of cool, whatever. Like, I will see if they're really expensive or anything. And I went to their website. I did not enter like any information. They have been texting me all week. I have I'm not kidding, like 6 to 7 like texts, like one a day. And I don't know how they got my phone number, being like, still thinking about a Galaxy lamp?
Did you click on one of those tweets under the viral
that's
tweet?
That's accurate. What?
Did you click on one of those tweets under the viral tweet?
It was an Instagram ad.
It was an Instagram ad. Okay. And still, I feel like this is a cautionary tale about not clicking on those.
Well, Instagram or Facebook might have your phone number and they share stuff. So
yeah,
who knows?
But just
that seems like it should be not allowed.
You should just not be allowed to text. I mean, I think this is FCC stuff. It's fucking Ajit Pai probably, but...
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, but like the things they put into effect haven't been canceled yet. Okay. Yeah. As soon as I got off their website, I'd be like, oh, Galaxy lamps, welcome. Like, what? Message and data rates may apply. And then Stacy from Galaxy Lamps has been texting me. How does a Galaxy Lamp company even have this?
I think they probably sell Galaxy Lamps on the side and sell your information as their main
on the front
business.
Yeah. These are dirty, dirty
side
people.
Business.
Shelby was loves that hoedown music in the background? Wait.
That's from when Leo beats up the guy in the convenience store in The Departed. Come on,
he's a dirty, dirty people.
Yeah, that's right before he starts beating him up.
Yeah, but it's just like for such a stupid item to have this equivalent of like a guy like boxing me out, like a car salesman that won't let me leave the lot is like.
This
yeah.
is crazy. You guys don't know because I'm assuming you don't click on these links, but if you've ever been tempted by the siren song of Fashion Nova, they do exactly the same thing. Fashion Nova Facebook messages me, which is like,
are you showing us
did
Fashion
I,
Nova?
Yeah, did I go to high school with you? Sorry,
yeah,
I was.
Kath turned
her
webcam down and she's going to say, "This is Fashion Nova. This shirt or something."
Huge wrestling shirt I'm wearing. No, I was. My phone was behind
Nova's
my laptop.
New wrestling line.
I need to do not disturb my phone. That's what I was doing. But
now my phone number is. I don't know. I also do. You guys get added to those group texts that are like, you just get added to like a 25-person group text from a sex bot that's like, I'm very wet. There's like 25 people on it.
Care to comment?
I like to respond to them and be like, what's up, fellas?
I've never been added to one of those, but I love the idea of forming a bond between all the other dudes.
Yeah. Is it your phone number or your iMessage like email or something? Because that's another way that I guess they could try to... That's probably more accessible than your phone number in terms of floating around on stuff.
Here's my favorite one I've got. This is like 2 days ago, Wednesday, 9:40 p.m. They're also like late. Galaxy Lamp texts me at like 11 p.m. All right, there's 20 people on this group text.
Getting dark, buddy. You probably want to look at a galaxy right now.
Yeah. There's 20 people on this group text from Husey Catherine. Here's the text: musical note emoji, pussy untouched since my divorce.
That's it.
And then a link.
And then, of course.
I guess to her pussy.
It's a song.
It's just a phone game. It's a phone game, and it's you touch her pussy in the phone game. That's,
yeah.
It's that guy. It's the guy with the little bow tie and the suspenders.
That's actually, it's actually, the song is D.A.P.
It's Six Flags guy. Pussy Untouched, that's my divorce. Dancing around.
It's that gif, and then it just says Pussy Untouched since my divorce. And it's like, wait. I feel like there's a glitch in the matrix here. Why are these two sentiments combined?
The galaxy lamps or whatever have a.
Did you go to their website? Because you're in trouble if you
no. But like, their thing, I see. I refer to them as the space room because they make your whole room look like space. That was my thing. I first think of when I think about them. But they like. I've never had this happen with me, but like, whenever people have like a random viral post, they'll be like, you know, other people like get messages like or DMs being like, hey, interested in a collab or whatever they say, you know? And then like, I guess they pay you like, I don't know, $20 or something. I assume they pay you something to put for you to like post. Cause when you'll see like something that has like a crazy amount of engagement, there will then be a thing underneath from that person that's like, hey, check out this lamp or whatever, and it makes your room look like space, or you know, instead of just check out my SoundCloud or whatever. I've never had that happen. Have you guys ever had anyone like,
no, and I keep waiting because I'm curious.
I'll sell out, I'll do it. Just offer me the money, come on.
I get like, it's not like for money though, but people like, I actually like, apologize.
Well, that's a wow, that sounds great.
It's like, I apologize, like if anybody has like DM'd me on Twitter or Instagram, anything that doesn't go into my like primary folder or whatever, that's like for people I'm mutual followers with. My other ones are from like when I had, I think they're from that one of those, like, honestly, it could be from that like ghost tweet that keeps going around. It's filled with like SoundCloud people, and like people just ask me to like repost their beats and stuff. Like,
not even for money. Book. Just, you just seem like a nice guy, I guess.
So you're apologizing to them.
I like that we
them.
Get emails on our podcast account because we used to be on SoundCloud that offer us beats. Hot beats.
I also want to apologize, by the way, for that for Twitter, because we were just talking about this before the episode. Like, I just, because people are mean to me on the internet, I like my replies are filtered to shit, and I like don't have DMs, and I like. So if you've replied to me and I have not seen it, I apologize. It's I'm sure it was a great reply. I'm sure I would have clicked the little heart if I had seen it, but I just don't. I don't see most of them, and that is better for my brain that I don't. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
That's what I do. I tweet and I throw my phone, and then I don't touch it again.
I don't want to apologize, but I feel obligated to also apologize.
Pat just wants to get in on the party.
You have open DMs at least, though, right? Can people DM you? Don't they DM you about like train stuff and then
sometimes.
Like quarterback stuff?
I thought locomotive stuff.
About locomotives? Yeah,
about locomotives.
They're confused on two different levels. They think Patrick Monahan from Train loves trains, and they think he's Patty.
I don't know. I guess I do have open DMs in the sense that I... Yeah, but there's like, it goes into that bucket that I never check usually,
right,
you know, like if I don't follow
where
the person.
Where
Eli's
SoundCloud links are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I get, the best is when I get the people asking me to like, well, it's not the best, it's actually very depressing, asking me to like sing When I Look to the Sky at the concert coming up. Now, there hasn't been a lot of that in recent months, obviously, but, you know, there was like a guy who's like, my dad's been very sick, you know, and it's like, a lot of those I'll like respond and be like, look, I'm not the guy from, you know, I don't want you
to, I'm
so
sorry
about
your dad, but you don't want to hear me sing that.
But, right. But like, I don't want you to think that he's blowing you off or whatever.
Yeah,
if you were going to think that or whatever, you know, I feel like a weird, and again, I think I have them both in my bios on all my stuff. Like, I can't stress enough that I'm not the guy from Train, like, but people don't seem to, I get messages through my website web form, and it's like, you had to go through so many hoops.
This website that is clearly
noticing.
For a comedian. Yeah.
Right,
that
without
is not...
noticing that I'm not the guy.
I think it doesn't help that Train is one of those where, like, everybody knows Train, but nobody knows what they look like. Like, if it was, like, Rivers Cuomo, nobody would be like...
Yeah, but, like, if you know enough to find the guy, wouldn't you be, like, a super fan enough to know what he looks like, you know?
That's
and know
true.
That I'm not him? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I was going to say, if you want, like, a true, like, dystopia thing is, like, also if you have a big tweet... sometimes you get sent a bunch of GoFundMes.
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
Oh yeah, that's
and it's
true
like,
too.
What do I say? Because it's like, I'm sorry, but like five other people are also crippled by their medical bills and just DM me about it. Like,
yeah, and there's
like,
no good answer.
It's like, if I really was gonna tweet this out, I would feel obligated to do like fact checking on it and stuff to make sure it's not
right. You and know? Then that feels shitty and weird, and
now it's... I'm Googling your sick uncle and fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Just post it. Post the GoFundMe under the tweet. That's fine.
Blue check problems. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah.
Just Googling if someone's uncle is actually sick. Yeah. Like that's like a thing that will get a result. Hello.
Yeah.
Pulling medical records, calling in favors.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an alive. Shelby has added an alive.
Shelby has confirmed the uncle is fine. Beep, beep, beep. He's doing okay.
We got a sinus rhythm. Yeah.
A listener told us that a while ago they were listening to an episode that featured the flatline while they were jogging and wearing their Apple Watch, and they were really tired, and he thought for a second that he was dying. So I apologize if anyone else has gone through that besides our friend Red, who was like, I was momentarily convinced my life was over.
That's good. I'm always afraid I'm going to do the like accidental 911 call from your phone. Do you know that?
Oh yeah, if you hold down the button too long.
If you hold down the power button for a while, it's like calling 911.
I've gotten two beeps in, cuz when you do that it goes whoop 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 and then it calls 911. I've had to stop it at the second beep. Like it's gotten close.
Yeah.
You've dialed 9 and 1, but not
well,
one,
no, it's like you hit the wrong, it like jiggles wrong in your pocket, and then it's like making emergency phone call. Yeah.
I did it once when I was drunk.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, geez, but yeah, it was like weird because in my like recent calls, it was like, you know, like friends, and or not friends, I don't call anybody. So it's just like 911, like 2 seconds.
You wake up the next morning and you're like, oh, what did I do last night? And you're like, I called 911.
What's known as the rare self-swat. You swatted yourself.
Yeah. Just 911, kicking down the door of Cobra Club. Is someone drunk in here? Everyone. Actually, it's pretty good that you're here. You may want to hang out for a while.
You might just want to park next to the taco truck and wait, because someone will need your assistance eventually.
Yeah.
Do not go near the bathroom. Ignore the bathroom.
I saw some picture of one of these, like, I think it was like a church sign or somebody that was like, their take on like universal healthcare was like, why did people get Narcan for free? And it was like, do you know what Narcan is? It's like, no one's fiending for a hit of Narcan.
All these kids out here are getting fucked up off Narcan.
It's called being revived, and your kids might be doing it to get...
That's like being mad that like Uma Thurman get like that shot from Pulp Fiction. You think kids are like doing that for fun?
Kids are getting John Travolta to stab them in the chest for fun.
To pierce their sternum.
Are your kids at risk?
It's called get the shot. And your kids might be doing it too.
That's why I won't get the vaccine, is because that's what I think the shot is. It's the shot stab from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, where's the red Sharpie? It's like, I'm sorry, what? A fucking felt pen.
Do it. Yeah. Just to walk into the vaccine place, rip my shirt off.
Yeah, come on, do it. I'm ready. They're
sorry,
like, what?
I refuse to get the vaccine unless Rosanna Arquette, with a face full of piercings, is yelling at the guy as I'm getting the shot.
Yeah. You know what, also? It's a time to support medical workers. Shout out to every medical worker that's told me I had good veins. It's usually made my day a little bit better.
It's a good compliment.
Just a small compliment. Nice.
Oh, very easy to find.
Yeah. I think that just means I'm really pale. They're like, indoors, huh? Can spot your veins from a mile away.
You're like a cave salamander. Making my day
like
a lot
easier. Axolotl, dude. Get right in there.
Should we do numbers?
Let's do numbers.
Number 5.
All right, so number 5, this is the latest thing that's happened in this story that spanned years. Speaking of, like, rich, I mean, we're kind of talking about rich assholes, I guess. This story, this iteration of it comes from The Drive, this is about a guy, I hadn't heard of him before this. His name is Ben Chen. He lives in Manhattan. And he's a car lover, and he has bought...
Weird place to live if you're a car lover, but all right.
Like, what speed can you really get up to, you know?
Arguably
like,
the worst place in America for a car lover to live, but...
I mean, you can get up pretty fast on, like, the highway if you're an asshole. I think that would be a key.
Yeah.
Just go to the Autobahn.
If it's late at night and you're an asshole, you can definitely speed on the FDR on the West Side Highway.
Yeah. That just happens if you take an Uber, because they're like, they're predatory schedule. They're like, we're going 90. You're like, okay. You're just in the back. Like, you have like 5 Spike Seltzers and you're just like, yeah, this comes from NC Hammer in the Discord as well. So this guy has bought supercars. Like you mentioned, Manhattan, really bad place for supercars. If anybody's not a,
What is a supercar?
So supercar is like, it's not just a really expensive car. It's like, I'm not a car guy. Don't fucking yell at me, okay?
It's a car that has sour cream on it. Is that close?
Yeah.
I will say I feel like, given my guess about our listenership demographics, you will get yelled at 10 times less for not knowing about supercars than you did for not knowing what Magic the Gathering packs are called.
Oh, and I was right on that. We're not going to go into it, but it's fine.
I just mean, like, I feel like our listeners have a much better handle on, like, Animorphs mythology than on, like, car parts. But I might be wrong.
So, yeah. So, supercars are, like, cars that are, like, you know, obviously not, like, race cars, but, like, close. Like, they're very, very high performance,
like,
cars.
Extra souped up sports cars.
Yeah, like, that's basically what it sounds like, I guess.
Yeah. These are supercars.
It's like a Hot Wheels, but real.
Yeah. And so this guy has purchased a lot of them, and just every time he buys a supercar, he attempts to drive in Manhattan and he crashes it into parked cars. He has done this like documented. I think there's like 3 to 5 times he's done this, and people are like, because he's really rich, he still has his fucking driver's license. And, people are like, there's way more undocumented crashes that he's done this before. So this story from the drive, and this is in Midtown Manhattan, so it's like, there's no way that this isn't dangerous, no matter what time it happened. The latest thing he's crashed is something called a Jimbala Mirage GT. I haven't heard of that.
You know how expensive it is because you've never heard of the brand of the car. Like, that's how rare it is.
These start in 6 figures. Yeah. These are hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Cars. I'm just imagining, because it's like a supercar, it's like you tap the pedal and it is immediately going 70 miles an hour. And so he's just slamming into whatever's in front of him every
That's
time.
Like, not inaccurate. Like, I think, like it's basically, like, if you're driving a supercar, you should be like trained. Like, so
you should have to wear like a special suit, like a flight suit to drive it.
Yeah. So here's, I don't know if he's like racing or whatever. So he recently smashed this Jimbala Mirage GT. In 2013, he crashed it. And there's pictures of all of these. And he obviously is fine. So that's fine. But it's, like, so funny to just see a series of pictures of, like, really expensive cars. Just, like, this one's just in the middle of a Manhattan street. There's a McLaren's 12C Spider that he crashed into what looks like a storage unit in 2013. And then there's another picture of a Lamborghini Murcielago, which is also just crashed on the side of the street. And apparently in that one, this is September 2016, he was turned away from a car show because of his poor behavior on the road. And then he crashed his car immediately after.
I admire this guy's persistence. Like, he's not giving up. I do have to respect that.
Yeah.
Also, this reminds me of my friend Daniel Webb, who is a very funny comedian in Los Angeles, has a joke about how one time when he was in San Francisco, he saw a duck boat just wreck an Aston Martin, and he was like, "This is the best thing I've ever seen in my life."
it's like when you see a parking boot on a really expensive car. Yeah. It's like, ah, smile of the week.
Oh, man.
Imagine just like the opposite of an Aston Martin is a duck boat. Like, that's like just, it's so good. Just
buying
full of tourists.
I'm thinking of, so Patty probably knows, but there's this thing on the Potomac in DC down in Georgetown where like rich dudes like park boats there and then just like kind of try to get women to get on the boats. You know what I'm talking about? Patty,
I don't know if this is. I mean, I've never done it, so I don't. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not like, you do that ever? No, like, you're like Tony and Joe.
I think Eli was like implying that he.
No. But it's not familiar to me generally. No. So,
okay.
There you go.
And imagine just some guy on a duck boat trying to be like, "What's up, ladies?"
Yeah.
Don't they have like glass bottoms? Aren't they like? What are they?
No, a duck boat. A duck boat is like, it's a tour, but it's in coastal cities. I used to see them in Boston a lot. They give you, they're like a tour bus,
they're amphibious.
And then they go into the water. Yeah. So it's like,
that's their link. weirdly, the duck boat, because the Aston Martin is the James Bond car, but the duck boat is the amphibious James Bond car. It's the closest we've come.
It's what LBJ had at his ranch. He was just driving one of those duck boats around.
All these scenarios just involve the guy from Street Fighter 2 coming out, when you like beat up the car in between matches, and then the guy just comes out and goes, "Oh no, my car," and then drops to his knees. Kermit? That's the same. Yeah, he sounds kind of like Kermit.
Speaking of street commotion, can you guys hear the full block party going on my street today? It's
surprisingly no.
People are having a great time. I don't think it's totally picking up on my mic.
Let them know you're trying to do a podcast.
Excuse me, I'm podcasting in here.
Everyone's drinking Bud Light Platinum.
I know it's literally the first day of spring, but could you please keep it down?
Now we can hear Shelby.
They're all outside doing the polite applause that Shelby plays. Yeah. That's what everybody out there is doing.
Yeah.
The Aston Martin also reminds me of like a very brief funny story I heard about Dan Snyder, noted huge fucking asshole and owner of the Washington football team, where he used to play racquetball with this guy, Louis Riddick, who's like an ex-professional athlete, I believe. And then he bet his Aston Martin. He was like, "I bet you can't shut me out in a game of racquetball. And if you do, I'm going to give you my Aston Martin."
Tight.
And he immediately beat him 11-0. And then like 2 days later, one of Snyder's like secretaries was like, "Louis, Mr. Snyder would like to see you." And he walked to the office, and Dan Snyder threw the keys at him and was like, "Don't scratch it." All right, maybe just for me, but
I mean, he deserved it.
Yeah, just a little asshole.
I feel like racquetball is the kind of sport where, like, if people are making wagers, that's what they're wagering. It seems like a sport that only rich guys play, like even more than golf to me.
Yeah, it's like squash, but not, is my understanding of racquetball.
Yeah, I don't really know the difference.
Squash, both you can like use your elbows.
They're both played in that little square that
Magneto Jail.
That they're played in Magneto Jail, and it's very squeaky, as Shelby is demonstrating right now. It's an extremely squeaky sport.
How do you have racquetball sounds? Yeah. This is unbelievable.
Hold on, what the fuck?
Is this a YouTube video? I guess you got a bumblebee. There's no real response.
He's a genius. He summons it when we need it.
Good
He's
God.
Gonna play the "I'm everywhere, Fokker" sound effect. That's the response.
Yeah. But as far as this guy who keeps crashing race cars in gridlocked Midtown Manhattan, take his license away.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a real bozo. Gotta say,
this is like
he's got more money than he knows what to do with.
Yeah, also like one or two of the times he's been under the influence. It's like, how do you have a fucking license?
This is sort of like an extreme version of the baffling fact that there's a Tesla dealership in the meatpacking district, and every time I walk by it, I'm like, why?
Yeah,
like, I know
that.
Why, but I'm also mad. Like,
yeah,
it also
so
really pisses
fucking
me off.
Confused when I saw that last time. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like in the a car dealership in the middle of like one of the like most densely populated. Like, what do you even do? You want to take it for a test drive? You go one block in 20 minutes. Like, what is the point?
That's also like, isn't there a lot of cobblestones in meatpacking?
Yeah, it's all cobblestones.
Just immediately wreck your Tesla. You're
you
like,
put on
nice,
self-driving,
new Tesla.
It immediately hits people. Like, I don't know. Don't
get like a real low slung Tesla and drive out and immediately get parked
like
on a cobblestone.
Can I test drive the Pickle Rick model, please? which model has the best memes in it? You're 50 years old, but you still talk like that. Okay.
Yeah, that's your thing.
I'm buying my Tesla with my non-fungible token in the district, and then I'm just going to go mow down tourists with it.
Yeah.
Do you take Dogecoin? What's the most epic
cryptocurrency?
Do. Yeah.
Yeah. All that.
That just, sorry, I just thought of, I don't know why I thought of this just now, because we've talked about cryptocurrency a lot. But a guy I dated in Austin was like a tech guy, and I made fun of him so much because when he bought weed, he had to buy it in Bitcoin, and he had to go, and it was like, 5 years ago now or whatever, and he had to go to the Bitcoin vending machine, which was in the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones bookstore. Anytime he wanted to go buy weed, he had to go to the fucking Bitcoin vending machine. I was like, you nerd, you just shouldn't get to smoke weed.
You could also
have fun getting high.
It's like,
you know, just like, yeah, thanks,
it's
man.
Like a, that was a horrific financial investment in that weed.
That's a good point.
There's like, I remember when Bitcoin really started going up, there's a guy who was like, yeah, I used it to buy a couple pizzas like 10 years ago.
Like, that's a good point. If he had just converted the money he needed for an eighth into Bitcoin but didn't buy the eighth, he would be like a millionaire now.
Drugs cost me millions of dollars. But the least interesting version of that.
It could also happen.
I'm
you.
Sorry. I think he might listen. I apologize if I'm not going to say his name, so you can just pretend it wasn't you. Person
I mean,
I'm talking
fine.
About.
Hey, man.
There could be any okay, number of people that that refers to.
Yeah.
I just meant if he feels bad that I'm making fun of him again for something that was several years ago.
I enjoyed that we had Kath on the track for a second, holding up the broken ear cup.
Oh yeah,
to your ear,
I still have well, it's,
remixing
okay.
the podcast.
Okay, so hold on.
Were you wondering what was going on in the right channel for a second?
We've established that my headphones are broken. I only have one headphone, and we've also established that it is very loud outside my window, and I find it very distracting to listen to all of the people having fun outside. So for a moment, I was like, maybe I can just hold up my other earphone.
Dialing in.
Yeah, surely this
not
Zoom
distracted.
Call of comedians won't notice me doing something strange and make fun of me for it.
Fuck. I didn't even think about it.
She's
yeah,
using
it
the
looks
other
really
hand
stupid.
To tap out a message in Morse code. This is that's...
I'm using yeah. the Enigma machine from Pawn Stars that Will Willis was appraising.
Yeah, Kat is slowly mixing in some Tiesto into the podcast, just getting some trance in the mix.
I'm just trying to give you my full focus, and this is what I get.
Kat, are
I
you
get.
Trying to record two podcasts at the same time?
Look, I'm very busy.
She's yelling buy into one podcast and sell into the other.
Yeah, I'm doing the 30 Rock thing where Alec Baldwin is seeing two women and they both one of them is leaving in one elevator and one of them comes up in the other elevator and he says, aloha, it means hello and goodbye. And they're both like, okay. That's yeah. But that's all I can say on both podcasts. That's it. That's because nothing else works both ways. So I'm stuck.
Well, worst of luck to the supercar crasher.
Yeah, fuck this guy. He sucks.
Unless you're
going to
give us money.
The one thing he's providing us is it's fun to see a wrecked supercar on the side of the road in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, that would make me happy. But
he also pulled off the classic. It wasn't counted as a crash, but he did buy, like, obviously the supercar is really low to the ground. He did buy one and then immediately get stuck on the curb, wiggling. He didn't have the clearance.
Yeah,
I love, like, the idea of buying, like, a $300,000 car and then, like, being like, oh, it's not automatic? Like, just, like...
Yeah, that's basically what this guy's doing.
I don't know how to drive. What? Come on. Man, how clutch? Much more am I paying? I should be able to do whatever I want. Ugh.
Gearmatic version. Something. Can you sell me like a guy that does the sticks? Yeah. I drive.
Like an elevator operator, but for yeah. shifting gears. Yeah,
he wears
yeah.
a little white glove like the elevator operator. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. Should we do number four?
Let's do it.
Let us do it.
Number four.
Number four comes to us from Taiwan, and this I will explain what it is after, but I really like this headline. Salmon chaos, that's what it's called, this issue that's going on. So apparently there's a restaurant in Taiwan, I think it's a chain called Taiwan Sushiro, and they are offering free all-you-can-eat sushi to anybody with I'm gonna pronounce this wrong, but guiyu, which are the Chinese characters for salmon. If you have that in your name, you can get free all-you-can-eat sushi from this place, presumably salmon sushi. I'm going to guess that that is relatively uncommon, but also like a thing that is part of some people's names and not like a totally weird thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess it would be like, you know,
part of
in
a
America,
longer
it's like
something.
Gold, free gold if your name is gold. In it.
Or
know.
Whatever, yeah.
Free like, Big Mac if your name is, if you have Big or Mac in your name.
Oh yeah,
so a bunch
a
of Scottish people are running in there.
Yeah. Just,
I'm going to guess
kind of,
more... I'm going to guess
America's
more people.
Racist.
I'm going to guess
racist,
more people like, get the Big Mac because of Mac than because of Big at that
yeah.
point. Probably.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go 99% yeah. of people it's Mac.
But because of America's lovely melting pot history, yeah, any promotion like that is just like, are you Irish? The other one would be so bad. People are like, free gold for anyone who's got gold in their name. And people would just be like, anti-Semites would be on that.
They'll lose their minds. Like,
they're just redistributing wealth among themselves.
Like, I don't think it is race-based. I think that's just a thing that's in some people's names, but presumably not enough that this is a terrible business idea. So they're running this promotion. You can get all-you-can-eat sushi if you have this in your name, and you have to like show your ID that it has these characters in your name. So apparently this has spawned a national trend among young people. They say that all the articles I've been reading about say students. So yeah, young people are legally changing their name to put salmon related words in it. And it's like their names are like kind of sweet because like it's mostly they're
salmon
keeping
Jones.
Mostly they're food. They're keeping their name, but then adding more words to the end. So there's somebody named Dancing Salmon now. There's another person named Salmon Prince, Salmon King. Just a lot of
salmon
King royalty.
Sounds like a Tekken character that I would play. Cool.
Yeah.
King's already a bear. No, King's a leopard. Don't yell at me. God damn it.
I feel like the former...
Already preemptively mad at everyone because yeah. you made
Shut the
mistake.
Fuck up.
I feel like former MLB player for the California later Anaheim Angels, Tim Salmon, should fly out there and see if they'll give it to him. I know I don't have the characters, but my last name is Salmon. Can I get a...
Yeah.
That's a good question. Outside of the characters, if you have the word Salmon in your name, will it work? But apparently this is like... People are like, the government is putting out like public service announcements like, please stop changing your name to Salmon. We
think
cannot
of
the
they're
have
overwhelmed.
This. I think that's what it is. They're like, we don't want to do all this paperwork.
Office? Yeah, what's the staff of a name change office? Can't be a priority. I also had noticed that there's like that I guess Taiwan lets you change your name three times legally. And that's pretty funny because that's like more times than like PlayStation lets you change your name. Like you can only do it once on PlayStation.
So here is this one guy. He changed his name to Bao Cheng Guiyu, which means explosive good-looking salmon, which is great name. He's already eaten more than $235 worth of sushi.
So he has mercury poisoning.
That's one thing that he has.
Apparently, according to this thing, you can get up to all-you-can-eat sushi along with five friends if you change your name. So you just have to pull together and like draw straws, and one of you changes your name, and then you
They're
all just go
feed
pig
the
out.
Whole country. Everybody's like, got one friend who would do this, right?
I think
this is great.
The idea of all-you-can-eat sushi or free sushi, there's like two outcomes. Either the business is losing incredible amounts of money, or you're going to get really sick. Because like, there's no way to supply that. Salmon, especially. That's not even like a cheap fish.
Well, the more you eat, the fresher it'll be. If
the more
not,
you turn into a salmon, they're going to get... It's going to be like a Santa Claus thing. They're going to wake up in the mirror with gills.
I mean, there are places in... I don't know if there any of them survived hopefully they did, but... there was a place that we used to go to. We went to a couple times.
Yeah.
And it was mostly younger people. It was like all you can eat sushi, all you can drink sake for like $40 or whatever. God. And it's like,
it's exactly what you think. Like that. It was great. Yourself.
It's like the world's worst behavior in a restaurant, basically. it's like, you know, pounding on the table, doing sake bombs, chanting stuff, you know. It's fun, but it's like the most harried wait staff imaginable. Like these poor people. And then
I think there are a lot of places like that in Japan, and they have only had limited success in America because we're all like psycho gluttons who like can't control ourselves.
Yeah, they penalize you for it. Like if you order but don't eat stuff, they charge you for it. Like that's like a thing and that's good. That's very... Yeah,
that is how you should do
it. I'm just going to dump a bunch of stuff in the garbage. You know, that sucks.
If you ever go to Korean barbecue, and sometimes they'll have like two separate menu items. There's like beef, and then there's like good beef, and they're like different prices. And you're like, "Well, how bad is the first one?" And then you buy it anyways, but you don't
and
feel
it's
great.
Fucking
afterwards.
Really, I've never had a problem. Love Korean barbecue. I will eat the regular beef. It's great.
It's like bacon, but it shouldn't be like in the level of fat and stuff. You're like,
delicious. I love
it. Yeah. Just pork trotters.
This promotion is so good because it's like it's college kids or whatever it sounds like, you know, students, and like the equi- like I remember when I was in college, like going into like Midnight Madness, which is like the start of the basketball season or whatever, they would have like tables set up for like, sign up for a credit card and you get a free t-shirt. And it's like, kids are like, hell yeah, free t-shirt, man.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, credit card is like a big, you know, like, yeah. what do you do?
No,
like,
that's why kids fucking join the army is because of this mentality.
Hell yeah, free like, t-shirt.
Free t-shirt, dude.
So it like, is yeah, like people who I'll are get a uniform. The most, the age that is most susceptible to just free crap is like...
So free yeah, food, like, they would absolutely do this. Like
from 15
whatever.
To 23, like you could right. get them to do anything for free garbage. Yeah.
Like whatever the name is. Like it's like, hi, we here at Turdson's. and if you change your last name to Turdson, you can have one extra free. It's like, yep, I'm in. Let's go. Where, yeah. where do we do it?
And like are super proud of it too. Like so many times in college you're going to do wearing like the ugliest t-shirt you've ever seen in your life. You're like, what is that? They're like, got shot at me from a cannon in a basketball game. I wear it twice a week. It's like, dude, that t-shirt's awful.
Right.
Because so
doing insane stuff for a bit is like part of the bit also. Like, yeah. like it like folds in on itself where it's like, right. yeah, I know it's stupid, but that's just me. You know,
that's why
you
like,
know?
People get like tattoos of stuff to get like yeah. free. Like I'll put this ad on my body to, because it's like, it'll be it's stupid, but it'll be funny in like 10 years. It's
yeah,
like, I don't know if it will be, but all right.
There's a bank at Michigan in Ann Arbor that if you open an account with them, they give you a sweatshirt. And I got it, and like I needed a bank account. They're like there. They're the main bank account, anyways. And I was like, cool, sweatshirt that I can leave in my closet, maybe like pajamas. No, people wear that sweatshirt all 4 years. Like.
Yeah.
A huge amount of people. Everybody's wearing this fucking bank sweatshirt.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Norm, like, you anticipated normcore. That was it.
He's like, did you get the sweatshirt? Like, that's like everyone knows.
My friend Becky introduced me to a term I had never heard before that made me laugh, which was zizmorecore, which is when you wear free promotional stuff from various New York businesses.
I would, oh, hell yeah. Dude, that's pretty sick though. A Dr. Zizmore shirt I would buy.
Yeah, it's like it's like a trend. I thought it was so funny, and she was like, "Oh, I didn't make it up. It was from like a trend piece." But it was like during the pandemic, all these places are closing, so it's become fashionable to like wear like merch from local businesses, and they called
dead
it
local business.
Zizmorecore, and I thought that was very good. Very good.
Mm. Yeah, I bought a bunch of stuff.
Rocking a fucking Celino and Barnes like ball gown. I think it'd yeah. be rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you get like one of the old Zizmore Subway ads, and you like frame it and put it on your wall. That would be like a I'm sure there's a market
there's
for that.
There's probably, like, I think they have that in the apartment in Friends or something, probably.
I think I still have that bank account in Michigan. Because I went in the last day I was on campus, and I was like, hey, I need to close this. And they were like,
you should see
like
if there's money in it.
No, there's not, because I took all the money out. But then
you didn't close it?
No, because I went in to close it, and there was, like, $5 left in it or something. And I'd, like, bought something at a 7-Eleven or something, and they're like, you have a pending charge, we can't close this because there's a current pending charge. And I was like, okay, guess you're never closing this account, I'm leaving tomorrow, like, have fun. The interest has grown, now it's like $4 billion.
That's you should no. I just did this the other day, missingmoney.com. You can look yourself up. I got yeah. $20 from Iowa from a utility deposit from 10 years ago.
You can't
rich.
See right now, but Kath is wearing and has put on a blazer with dollar signs all over yep. it, like Matthew Lesko right now.
Yep.
It's your
that's,
money.
That's what I bought with the $20. I bought this a beautiful blazer. It just like falls apart as I'm yeah. wearing it.
Well, it's like credit score shit. Probably closing some defunct bank account will cost me like 100 points on my credit score or whatever. Those insane things. But that's money. Welcome to our money cast.
Money cast. missingmoney.com, check it out.
The points the points guys and gal we're taking over from the other points guy. The fun fact about the points guy is that he's like 7 feet tall. He's like huge.
Oh wow, he needs
he just
points.
Gets points based on his physical overpowering presence.
He needs to use
terrible
the points
size.
For extra leg room, you
terrible
say,
size yeah but terrible size to fly in planes for your job. Yeah. Not good. Luke Munoz can attest. Luke Mona's on a plane. Oh, I'd peg it.
They have to put him in the fucking cargo hold. They can't even put him in the seats. He's too big.
He climbs into the carry-on. No, he just has to stand in the aisle the whole flight.
No, they put him in the cargo hold, and they put one of those like weighted like aprons on them, like they put on a horse when they need to calm it down. Yeah. And you know,
tall guy moment, getting a fucking beverage cart smashed into your knee at full speed. just starting like 80 Instagram pounds account. Of tonic water. Wham!
Tall guy memes.
Tall guy memes, my new Instagram account. Yeah.
That's also, if I sit on the outside, it's wide guy memes, because my elbow will be out sometimes.
Yeah, I'm just wide. Like, I get rammed just because I'm big. And it's also, like, if I'm sitting, I'm so hyper aware of it, because, like, people are weird about sitting next to fat people on planes. So I'm, like, extra cautious about, like, making sure I make as little contact with the person next to me as possible. So I'm like leaning out into the aisle so that the person doesn't think bad things about fat people. And then I just get whacked with the beverage cart.
Here's a question. I'm actually curious. We should move to the next number, but I don't know if this is tall person stuff. Do you guys ever sleep on like a bus or a plane by like leaning forward and just like putting your head against the headrest in front of you? Okay.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if I just, was if people on buses were like, what is this like mummy
this guy, right?
doing? I think he's dead.
Well, all speaking right. of flying, we should get wow. to our next number. There we go.
Number three. Segway.
Number three is very unbelievably relevant.
Wait for the thing.
Oh, right. There's a sound. I'm sorry.
Number three.
Okay, now go.
Number three. We almost had a perfect transition, then I made sure not to have that. That would be uncharacteristic. This is a story from
Number
SFK.
Three.
Thank you. this is a story from SFGate. This is sent to us by Wet Bigfoots. This is the story of Bay. This is just, what a title. Bay Area's most prolific stowaway. That's like something you'd say as someone walked to the ring in a boxing match. Bay Area's most prolific stowaway. Marilyn Hartman has
just
the
Robin
Leach under, voice.
They just hide under the ring, I guess, until it's over, and then they get packed up into the truck. I don't know.
Oh, man. That would be a great boxer. They're like, he's like, you know, like float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I only float like a butterfly, and he just never gets hit. It's just like a little tiny guy who's just like running around the ring and just literally never gets hit. And then right before the last bell rings, he's like, bah! And they're like, bah! Well, he hit you once and you never hit him. So there's no way that we can give you the win here.
He wins. Yeah, he wins by judgment, by decision. I was thinking about it as like a pro wrestling gimmick where the person's just really good at hiding. their opponent just has to look
stowaway.
For them for the whole match.
Yeah, the whole match is them trying to figure out where they are.
It would be extremely boring to watch, but conceptually pretty funny.
But they have, but where they hide would have to be like very specific, because like they have to be like in the, isn't there like a count out or something if you leave the
That's
ring?
That's true. Yeah, there's
so,
a count out.
Yeah,
you just
have to
dress
be, like
the color
around.
Of the ring and lie down. Disguise
yeah,
yourself.
Just like the boss in Spy Hard, that Leslie Nielsen movie from late in his career, where he's like inside a like a Lazy Boy chair and stands up and it's the boss and he's in the chair. Like
these
that.
Are just
it's
Metal
like he
Gear
dresses
Solid
up.
Bosses also.
He dresses up as the ref, and then the person he's wrestling can't decide which one is the real ref and which one is the guy he's wrestling.
Climb
I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, super kick me. He's just, the clone.
There's just a human shaped lump like in the canvas. Like he got like fucking embroidered into the ring. Just down there.
Be great. Yeah. Anyway, the stowaway. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Rocky music. Yeah, so this is a woman with a history of stowing away on airliners. She was arrested for trying to sneak onto a flight at Chicago's O'Hare. Also, if there's ever a time to sneak onto a flight, this is not it, lady. They got, they're keeping track.
This sucks because she's old, right?
She's 69.
Nice. So she probably started doing this back when it was way easier to sneak onto an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
And she's had to adapt her methods.
They like immediately gave her a martini and a cigarette or whatever. Yeah. Oh, would you like a hat box for your hats? You know, like just like really fancy ass.
If they hit turbulence, a glass ashtray fucking kills somebody. Glass ashtray. That's difficult to say. Yeah. I wish I could have flown on one of those planes where they were just like Lazy Boys, like stapled to the floor. And they were just like, here's a lot
just of... Everyone flying is in a top hat and tails.
Here's a lobster thermidor you get to eat in the sky.
The idea of like like bolting anything down, they were just like, no, if we hit turbulence, we'll clean up. Like, it'll be fine. She's on... She got a plea deal that... this is 2 weeks after she went to court for doing this a different time. To be clear, she's not going into the cargo hold. She just gets on planes and sits down somewhere and then hopes nobody asks her for a ticket, I guess.
Do they go into her methods at all? Like, how is she getting close enough to the plane? Do we know?
I mean, I don't think it would be that hard because...
You got to get ticket to go through security.
They scan your ticket. I think you could have probably a fake ticket for security because they don't scan at security. They just look at your ticket. So you could probably just print out a fake one. It'd be hard to get on the plane without getting it scanned or whatever.
Yeah. But,
So 2 weeks before this, a judge rejected a plea deal that would have given her probation for a previous attempt to stow away on a flight. It's a trespassing charge, which I guess is accurate, but that seems like... weird.
You're trespassing in the sky.
Yeah. So I've got a timeline here. She's getting caught like earlier and earlier in the process, like getting like dinged in the baggage claim. You know, just like the second you walk in the airport, it's like whoop, like that's like what's been going on.
They have pictures of her. Yeah. Do not serve this woman.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, she did get through security a couple times and stuff, but like, yeah, the early ones, it's like she makes it through security checkpoint on a plane, and then the next one, it's like caught at a security gate, found at the airport. Eating at the terminal food court, like just like finding
just
all these
let things. Her go. Well, it's is she trying to get to the same place every time? Like it sounds like she just really needs to be there.
She's gotta go somewhere. It's actually pretty close to what you're saying because apparently at this point she wears an electronic monitoring device. So
it just goes off if she gets near an airport.
As she neared Terminal 1, they activated an alarm. So it's like, woo! And she's like, oh god. This is the 22nd time she's been arrested for this. The first, I would have thought this was like a lifelong thing, but yeah, she first tried it in February 2014.
Okay, so this is relatively recent in her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was in jail and she got released because COVID, which like, oh yeah, we're putting them back on the streets. How stupid! Now this lady's going to stow away on all the planes.
Letting the criminals out, and this is the consequence. Yeah. Though, a funny thing happens at the airport.
Yeah, but 2019 she got to London. So
yeah, I mean, if she's done this many times and got caught, it certainly had to have worked at least once to get her to keep doing this.
Like I don't understand how this like the airlines like the flight attendants and stuff do like cross checks like that. You know what I mean? Like they're like, there shouldn't be someone in that seat. Who is that? It's not like at a sporting event or something where you get in and you're like, oh, sorry, I thought I had the, you know, like you're trying to get a nicer seat where you forget. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize.
Have you ever been on a plane where there's like a point of tension over two people who think they have the same seat and neither one will back down to get somebody
around shit, dude. Oh.
They need to get a flight attendant to referee and determine it. It's so awkward to watch.
Yeah, it's like, dude, just fucking sit somewhere else.
Sit in the place that you're supposed to sit. Like, what the... But people are like, no, this is mine. And they're
sorry,
super
I forgot
convinced.
How letters and numbers work. That's my fault. Yeah. My bad.
One of the best, if you've ever had the gift of seeing this, is when there's a couple and there's somebody in a seat and he's like, hey, would you mind if I sat next to my wife? And the guy's like, no. And then you're just like, oh. You're like, God damn.
I would never do that, but I kind of love that people do. It rules.
It's so mean and so petty and like... it's like the angriest.
No, I would prefer to sit between a couple. Like, no, I want to sit in the middle seat.
And the guy gets
I'm not
like,
getting ran by that
I mean,
fucking
I mean,
drink
like,
cart.
This is where it's like, I booked the aisle or the window seat because I like to go to sleep and not be bothered. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, that's, yeah. I mean, I've never been, you know, like, I would like to think, I mean, I'm pathologically allergic to confrontation, so I don't know if I would, but I mean, like, I'm not going to go sit in the aisle or the window. Just because, like, I'm sorry, you should have booked your flight sooner. You know, sorry, man, I don't know what to tell you. You know, like,
well, the only way I've ever seen it happen is on a three person seat. You know, there's like three people in a row.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then the couple will book the aisle and the window, hoping no one will sit in the middle and they'll get a whole row. And then if you book the middle because the flight is full, they'll be like, oh, we'll like help you out and you can choose if you want to sit aisle or window and we'll sit next to each other. Like, I've seen that. Like, that I think is okay. But if you're like trying to get somebody to give up a coveted window or aisle that they have chosen, like, absolutely not. Or if they're like, oh, we're across, like they're in the other side.
Across,
like,
is a tough set.
That's like a bigger. You gotta be kind of bargaining at that point. Yeah. That's not like a value neutral or like a value add.
I think the big is like when they clearly booked late anyways, and they're like not necessarily that close, and then the person trying to bargain is in a middle seat. It's like,
sorry, dude. No,
this is truly just the kindness of a neighbor. Like, because your deal sucks, man. Your fucking offer is dog shit.
Like, oh, sorry, you can't not sit next to each other for, you know, like, I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's also like.
That's, yeah, can't you, can you spend some time apart? It's like, no, little, man, look, yeah. I know that a middle seat across from the bathroom sucks, but I'm in love. It's like, go fuck yourself. I'm,
it's
not.
Like, look, plus you got to sprinkle a little, like, I'm terrified of flying or something. You know, there's got to be some reason, you know, not just, well, we want to. It's like, well, I don't care if you want to. Like,
but
you know,
I think here's my thing. If you're going to do that, offer to buy the person a drink. If it's like a flight where it is acceptable for somebody to have a drink, offer to buy them a drink on the plane. Yeah. I think that's like more than enough. But I respect somebody being like, nah, I'm not going to switch.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do it. I would always do it and then seethe. But
I don't want to sit next to a couple, period, anyways.
Oh, it's awful. Like, it's gross. Gonna, they like sleep on each other and like cuddle. It's
they're disgusting. They're either like, it's okay if they're like really old and married, because then they're like, don't want to, they talked about everything already. They're just kind of chilling. Otherwise, I've sat next to a couple, and I'm pretty sure I sat next to somebody getting a handy, and that was like not my greatest flight.
Not good.
I'm also not a fucking narc, so I'm like, finish up.
I ain't no snitch. I guess I just have to sit here and watch a hand job happen.
I'm just gonna watch Pacific Rim harder and try to ignore the fact that hand job
cool
is happening.
Our shoulders are touching. I really love this.
It's really great to be making physical contact with someone who is coming that I don't know. It's awesome.
It's almost like I'm coming. It's great.
That is horrible. I
had a threesome on the plane on the way here.
That was
kind of.
I'm sure I told this before, like a long time ago. I was like, that was also one of my weirdest flights. Is when I sat in a three wide. I was on the aisle. At the window was a porn star that I recognized, and in the middle was a very old woman who fell asleep and drooled on me. It was just like
very surreal.
My brain does not know what to do. Yeah, but this Harbin, and also like you're saying, this stowaway. We'll here. So one of the times she got caught. So this is Chicago. It's always around Chicago. That's clearly where she lives. And then one time she got caught flying from San Jose International Airport to LAX, which means she definitely flew to San Jose for free.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, I think she's. They only report on the time she gets caught, but she's she might have racked up.
She's been. I mean, she started at SFO at San Francisco. So
yeah, it said in the headline she was from the Bay.
So she's been around
San Jose. Wait, oh, I'm thinking of San Juan. Oops, my geography not very good.
A lot of things. People are making a list of things to yell at you about in this episode. You're gonna get canceled by the haters.
Oh my god,
the San Jose shark is gonna come here and bite you. That's what's gonna happen
the
to
San
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna get wrecked. All right, San Jose is not in Puerto Rico. You
get
win.
There may be a San Jose in Puerto Rico.
There probably is.
It's probably not the one that you're in. Yeah, that
well,
you
let's not make
you
assumptions.
Assume that's what it is. If someone said San Jose,
there's a fort there. I've been there.
It's like someone says I'm going to Rome, and it's like, which? It's like, oh no, Rome, Georgia. It's like, no, it's not. Come on, you can't just say Rome. It's not
Athens, Rome. They're all in Georgia.
Yep.
I went on an unbelievable trip. Athens, Rome, my God. Beautiful
Savannah.
Places.
Savannah. That's great.
Yeah. I think he went to Athens, and Athens is like a Five Guys on a college campus. Beautiful architecture there.
They're like, how are the ruins? They're like, well, yeah, I guess the frat houses are in bad shape. I didn't really.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the stowaway, did she go back to jail? Did they, because they just had more charges against her, right?
They just arrested her, so she has to go to court. I have to assume the judge is going to be none too pleased with her.
They're going to lock her up in a racquetball court. Just to keep.
Yep, Magneto prison. Magneto prison for you, ma'am.
I love Magneto prison. Also, why was Hannibal in Magneto prison? He's just eating people. He doesn't have powers.
I mean, he has the power of charisma and erudition.
Yeah, yeah, but so. You could do that through glass too.
That's the problem, is they don't really think about that, because like he absolutely does it through glass. Like,
yeah. Why is he in Magneto prison?
It's easier to do through glass than through Magneto prison, than through opaque walls and bars.
Yeah, you should make it like a one way mirror, so he can't like charm you.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Just turn off the sound.
Can we say how funny? I mean, I guess, but it's like kind of so funny that they put a muzzle on Hannibal, because he wasn't just like biting people. It was like a whole plan.
Right, like he's
the
not
danger
into...
in court is not that he's going to eat somebody right now.
You don't know.
Yeah, but he's not into like raw people. Like he will yeah. if he has to like bite off a tongue or whatever. But like he's not into raw people meat. He wants to prep them. What they should do is keep him away from like marinades and stuff. That's the danger.
No spices. You can't have any spices in his cell. They toss his cell for fucking spices.
Yeah.
Make sure he's not
spices and classical music CDs or whatever.
Old records.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, I'm not all bad. I listen to classical music. Come on.
Oh, shut up, Hannibal. Stop being a weirdo.
Yeah, the muzzle does seem like overkill, but yeah. Should we
broke it apart.
Well, that's one of those pop culture references that was like in the 90s. That was everywhere.
Oh, that was like, the top.
That was like there was such more of a, like, I mean, I know there's monoculture now, but like back then it's like there weren't as many things, and it's like, man, everybody referenced that.
Like, for that like was just, 10 years. That movie came out in 1991.
Games. Just like Judge Ito wearing the like on the cover of Mad Magazine, it's like Judge Ito in the Hannibal mask. Like, just like, okay, yeah, all these things that kids love and understand.
It's
but
all
that,
the
that
stuff. We put all the stuff on the cover. Everything, every concept we could think of. Yeah. Bad times.
Number two
is a cyber crime. That's what happened here. This story is from
put
Florida.
Put that headphone back in. Cyber crime.
Hold on. This just in. I'm getting word.
Hot from the wire.
I'm getting a word from the wire. There's been a cyber crime in a high school in Florida. So this happened in Pensacola. Not the most menacing crime noise, but definitely.
Yeah,
cyber.
we need like a minor key Intel Inside thing.
The Netflix one That's is a little Netflix. Better. I feel like it should do the Microsoft and then the Law and Order like that. It like crashes.
Just have it be like the blue screen sound, like don't that thing.
But yeah, so this lady Laura Rose Carroll and her daughter were arrested this week for a crime that happened back in October, which was that Laura Carroll, the mother in the story, is a mother-daughter situation. She was the principal of a high school, and she hacked the homecoming queen election so that her daughter would win. And she did. She won in October. And I'm just wondering, like, how was the election fraud investigated? Like, which like mean girl was like, she didn't win?
I mean, everybody was probably like, she didn't win. But also, like, I think this is definitely one of those, like, the news being like hacked by the person with the password to the entire system. She's the principal. She can fucking change anything.
The way they're reporting on this, though, is like it's like a real election fraud investigation. They're like, FDLE agents found hundreds of votes in the October election for Tate High School's homecoming court that were flagged as fake, with 117 votes coming from the same IP address. So,
yeah, they did that. They used Dominion machines. That was the start of the end.
Yeah, this is a problem. This is a big problem for Dominion. Please don't sue us, Dominion. We're just joking, allegedly. I know they sued a bunch of people.
Yeah, we're definitely joking, and we applaud the lawsuits. Just do not sue us.
Yeah,
please don't sue us. So this apparently is a crime, and I don't know if she'll be stripped of her crown or what's going to happen, but She did.
She'll be getting a different kind of crown where she's going. I don't know.
She stripped of her crown. The crown's made of fucking plastic.
She'll be getting a jail crown.
I mean, I meant it
that
more.
That sounds like a gross thing.
Probably, yeah.
I meant it more like the title, not like the physical crown. They're going to the yank Hannibal it off her head.
No, she'll be wearing a different kind of sash in jail.
They're going to put the Hannibal muzzle on her so she can't bite anybody.
Yeah. They take the crown and they replace it with the Hannibal muzzle. And they have to wheel her around on that little weird cart. That was another part of like all comedy in the 90s was wheeling people around on that little cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like none of those were his problems. It's like Anthony Hopkins. He's like an old man. They strapped him up like he's a fucking stack of seltzer cans.
It's not like he was like fit enough to run away like fast.
Can you imagine Hannibal trying to run out of the courtroom? He'd get clotheslined. Like get nowhere.
He's an old southern gentleman. He's not going anywhere.
I mean, he was
just
a little.
Just grab his ponytail and pull him back in.
Yeah. Get him by the George Carlin pony nub that he's got going on back there.
I will say Mads Mikkelsen, you probably would have to cart around. He looks like a strapping lad. Like I think he would just
do the another round dance out of there. He wouldn't be able to stop him. He's too agile.
Too agile, yeah.
So she won. I mean, we don't know the popularity of like different people at this high school, but Principal's daughter is not like a high position in royalty.
Not a great person to be at the school most of the time.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to see how many people go to this school.
It's just one of those things. It's like there's not a lot of people who like concurrently hold the title of homecoming queen and spelling bee champion. It's not like a discipline that goes together.
I don't feel like the principal's kid was like smart. Necessarily. I don't think they were like a nerd. They just weren't popular.
So this was in October, so obviously, because it was homecoming. So it's like a 5-month-old grudge that's finally been like born fruit. But like I put a link in the chat. You can see the picture. And like, I mean, obviously the one in the crown is a homecoming queen. Like if you were going to come up with like a stereotypical what a homecoming queen looks like, you know,
it's not out of place. She does look like someone who would be a homecoming queen. She's like a pretty white blonde high school girl.
Kath, we're going to need you to confirm. We're not going to have, me and Patty aren't going to have a discussion on a homecoming queen on the
exactly.
podcast.
Yeah. To alleviate the potential creepiness of this, she looks, she's a conventionally attractive high school student.
Yeah. And this isn't like a cardigan and like this isn't, you know, like the overly exaggerated from a movie, like not another teen movie level, even though that's the thing in those movies that they just take off their
glasses. Rachel Lee Cook wearing a smock and glasses, a.k.a. ugly nerd that no one wants to
It's not Josie Grossi, Drew Barrymore from Never Been Kissed.
It's like, it turns out you're not ugly. It's just that you have like a lot of like mustard on you a lot. And if you clean that up, you'd be like really hot.
That was one of my favorite Master 40
ounce swell bottle, baby.
That was one of my favorite Master Pancakes we've done is She's All That. It's a very fun, easy movie to make fun of. Great Matthew Lillard dance in that. I don't know if you guys remember. Extremely good, like 2-minute long dance sequence of just Matthew Lillard going nuts.
Yeah. She's All
Check
That also
the
has
Bobos
the...
on Super Freak.
There you go. has the class, another, like, my twin, like, most 90s immediately aged the second they finished scenes. Are from that the hacky sack like improv thing that Freddie Prinze does showing that he has like an artistic soul or whatever, and then the other one is obviously So I Married an Axe Murderer, like the beat poetry thing that he does in the coffee shop. It's like like these two things came out and you could pinpoint like the month. It would be almost like if they were all dancing to Gangnam Style or something, like the kind of thing where it's
with
like you know, exactly
today,
when
with
this
a
was.
Newspaper behind them, like right, dancing to Gangnam Style with a newspaper,
like they're being held hostage.
You have to dance to Gangnam Style so that they know that this is a recent
if you,
hostage
man,
video.
That's a really good bit. Someone put a pin in that of hostage who you know it's current because they're dancing to Gangnam Style. It's like this is not a doctored video. We know this was 2011.
I can't think of a song like that's my go-to for that because I can't think of a song that was more everywhere during like a very brief period of time than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like every generation has what like there's the Macarena was kind of that, but I feel like Gangnam Style was like even shorter. Like it was an even shorter period of time.
But I mean, the Macarena was not a banger. The Macarena kind of is not a good song. Gangnam Style before it was like when you first heard it. I feel like people are like, this does fucking kick ass. Is that, is Shelby confirming the Macarena is bad? Or the
I think
Macarena
Shelby's confirming
good?
The Macarena is bad, but I don't know if like Gangnam Style is like that much better than the Macarena.
Opinions changed.
Eli Yudin,
if you could get
hot take, Gangnam Style fucking knocks.
If you got Eternal Sunshine or whatever, and I don't know if that's accurate because I haven't seen that movie, but I know it's about wiping memories. And then someone sat you down and like showed
Gangnam
you Gangnam Style, you'd be like, this rules.
You kidding me? It's pretty fun. The video's great.
Guy in spats
fucking
going nuts.
Hey, sexy lady. Whoop, yeah. Whoop, whoop. It's pretty
good. Guy in the elevator.
Right. You've convinced
me. The dance. It's all good.
Yeah.
Jib Jab is responsible more than the people made Gangnam Style. They, like, made a billion e-cards of it. I think that's when it ended.
It's weird. Playing Macarena now. Hell yeah.
Jib Jab? Y'all
don't is Jib Jab still around?
Oh yeah. And it costs
really?
Money now.
How does that
make
any money?
I tried to make one as a joke.
Wow.
Jib Jab cannot be profitable. That is itself an argument against capitalism.
Investing in Jib Jab. Get in on the Jib Jab short squeeze. It's
like somebody
JBJB.
Who just saw
Jib Jab
like
to the moon.
Like the 2004 John Kerry, George W. Bush, like Jib Jab. It's like, oh man, can we do these for now? This is amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the original was the Bomb Bomb Iraq one, right? Wasn't that like the first Jib Jab?
The one I remember
is
the
Smithsonian. Now we have to
this
go
land
check.
Will surely vote for me. Was like the and it was like a George W. Bush impression and a John Kerry impression going back and forth.
Two really difficult impressions. They must have found asked at least two people if they could do those.
That's right.
Yeah, they're still around. It's a membership based thing.
I highly doubt that.
Ticker JBJ is doing fucking
love to great. Love to see the Jib Jab app in the app store and see that it says has in-app purchases or whatever. Free with in-app purchases. Love to see that.
Slam that MF get button. Start paying per month for Jib Jab.
Yeah. I need access to all the best templates to do the elf thing at Christmas to send to my family in an email.
To put my grandmama in BTS for holidays.
Oh, all right. Boy. Well, I think this lady's going to go to jail or something. Whatever. I feel bad for her daughter. Like, that's really embarrassing that your mom did that for you. That sucks.
The daughter was arrested too, so I don't know what that.
Plus, you never know if you could have won.
That's true. Like, you don't know. Like, maybe you could have won honestly.
This is the problem with, like, because they have like student accounts. This is all stuff that they didn't have when I was in high school. You know, because I'm 100
right.
Years
they
old.
Have like a website where you log in to the school or whatever.
So they just did the voting, I guess, as like a poll through their like student portal or something, I assume. And I guess she went in and did like, you know, the principal had access to those accounts allegedly or whatever. And yeah, I mean, that's, you know, you got to do paper elections for homecoming. That's, you know, we didn't have any of this. I went to an all-guys school, so we didn't have any kind of homecoming voting or anything that I can recall. So,
yeah, that
sounds like a big deal,
bad.
Though. But hope it was
like
worth
used
it.
For bullying to award, let all boys award someone a homecoming queen.
Yeah, you gotta keep that under wraps. You can't do that.
Nip this in the bud.
That was, I'm sure, a tradition 100 years ago at the all-boys school you went to that they got rid of.
It was a crown of thorns. Yeah, right. And
It
ended up with lasting trauma to whoever was elected homecoming queen at the all-boys school. It was a tough role.
So, well, good luck to them. Maybe they can win homecoming queen of jail. I don't know. Whatever. Sorry.
Sorry. All right. Number one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Folks, we're going all the way. It's St. Patrick's. Well, last week was St. Patrick's Day, according to the, you know, compared to now, but we're going to the Emerald Isle. Folks.
Compared to now. Last week was St. Patrick's
Shut
Day.
Shut up.
Compared to now.
It's 2 days ago, or 3 days ago for us, but it's longer for you listening.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Oh, whatever. this one comes to us from Tupperword in the Discord. There's a rare sighting of a walrus on the coast of Ireland. And the theory is it's a North Pole species of walrus, a giant walrus. And the theory of how it got there was he apparently fell asleep on an iceberg and drifted off. And he was gone, woke up, was gone too far, and then had to go find land. So just real energy that you can sort of agree with. Just falling asleep and you were, oh, God. And then ending up in a – so he's like a – we talked about the German guy last mm-hmm. week on the bonus. This is kind of like the animal version of that. I got to get back to land, and then he doesn't realize he's in a completely different place.
Yeah, he's like a combination of the German guy we talked about on the bonus and the Australian guys we talked about on the bonus who floated out to sea, drinking their beers. Like he's kind of both people. Speaking of. Patreon.com/whatatimepod. We're also doing another story from history this week.
It's an Australia bonus.
All Australia.
Yeah, and also we didn't mention this up top, but we got Eli's art show coming on Thursday the 25th at 8:30 p.m. on the Twitch channel twitch.tv/whatatimepod. That I'm sure we'll post about it and stuff, but wanted to mention that.
That's a
little art show.
So
this walrus, I mean, Ireland is the Coney Island of this walrus's G-line. They just kind of fell asleep.
Fell asleep on the train, and shit.
It's the worst feeling when you wake up and see a Ferris wheel. It's a big problem. You're just oh, no. It is really funny when that happens, because it's like ending, like Coney Island is such a weird place, too. Yeah. It just feels like the right, like, kind of somewhat creepy, seedy, whimsical atmosphere where it is like, oh no, I fell asleep on the train and now I'm in a parallel universe. Now I'm in the Sopranos. Wake up above ground. You're just like, now I'm in the Sopranos dream episode where Big Pussy is a fish. That's what's happening right now. Like, this is spooky.
So this guy, I mean, like, you know, he's very tired apparently, and they're
he just slept.
Because he woke up and he was way out, and then he had to swim to shore.
So he needed another nap. He needed another nap, and then he floated away again.
he just got there, and then presumably just collapsed, and is just asleep on his back on the rocks, so just the tusks in the air. No, I don't think so. But he's
float from like the Arctic down?
Yeah,
to Ireland?
I mean that's the theory. I guess. I mean, it's not as far as you think, right? Everything up there is weird to me.
It is surprisingly far north.
But yeah, I mean this. You know, his tusks are used for digging clams out on the ground. Hopefully, he'll get a few scallops. Is what the marine biologist said, and get some scallops out of the ground there.
Feed him some scallops. Don't just hope. Help him out.
I thought that was just like a marine biologist. Be like, do you have any new news on the walrus? And he's like, his tusks are used for digging clams out of the ground. Just not prepared for the
get him some of that Kerrygold butter for the scallops. Yes. You know, get a little,
melt some of that Kerrygold on top. He's gonna love it. He's never gonna leave. He's gonna become an Irish citizen.
And you were saying, Patty, like a walrus is like, if you had to pick an animal, they have like, I feel like if you walked into like an Irish pub and saw a walrus, that would be one of the animals you'd be less surprised. You'd be like, vibe is right.
Yeah.
He's got a big old mustache.
It's like have you ever seen that episode of Kimmy Schmidt where Titus is dating this like Italian construction worker guy and they go to his house to meet his family and his like million-year-old Italian grandmother is just a puppet. I feel like that's like seeing a walrus in a bar in Ireland is like that. It's like, yeah, no, that makes sense. Like that's there are certain like European ethnicities where it's just like, no, you get old enough, you turn into a puppet, you stay at this bar long enough, you're a walrus. Like it just happens.
What's JP McDade's thing about how it's like Irish people age like just look like a boiled ham?
I don't want to do his whole act, but yeah, the like they just got rescued off a mountain is how old Irish guys look.
JP McDade, check it out.
Check him out. Jalapeno
very
poppers
funny.
McDade. Very good at chess.
Is he beating you at chess too?
He won't play me.
You love losing the guys points. with like
initial names.
Yeah, initial names at chess. That's your thing.
Yeah.
So
I lose to everybody. I lose to Argentinian teenagers. Don't matter who. They're just like, I can't converse with them at all. They just just completely wreck me in like 8 moves, and then they're like, GG. J-A-J-A-J-A, log off.
I'm proud of you, though, that you're like, you're still doing it, even though you get your ass handed to you every
time. That's devastating, like, to be told you're
I think that's really admirable. Like, I don't know. It's hard to stick with something when you're getting your ass kicked all the time. Mm. Like, I don't know.
I'm picking up a couple hobbies like that.
That's good. What else are you doing that you suck at?
Playing NBA 2K21.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I'm... The guy they give you at the beginning of that game, I think I am better at basketball than he is. And then they're like, have fun in the NBA. Go guard the fucking MVP of the league. So
I like the little creator character guy you made of yourself.
Oh, it's really creepy. They let you do a face scan. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to do... I mean, if there's ever time to do it, because I won't see anybody probably because of its pandemic, I think if I write like dumbass on my forehead, it'll scan it in, and then my guy will have dumbass written on his forehead.
This guy who does... I listen to this wrestling podcast called Virtual Pros. I'm one of the co-hosts. This guy, Al, every year when they come out with a new NBA game, he does the face scan with that crying baby mask on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, creepy... The he does that...
realistic one.
Yeah, he does that every year. And it's... And then posts his... Like, periodically will tweet his NBA career as the creepy crying baby mask. And it's very funny to me.
Yeah. There's a meme where a guy scanned his face with sunglasses on smoking a blunt and scanned it all in.
It's just like flat.
Yeah, it was just like a flat blunt, like his mouth.
Nice.
But it's cool. It's like, it's weird because it's like, hey, it looks just like you. Also, now your created player has the same acne that you did that day. So it's like,
yeah, that's rough.
Too realistic. Too realistic. Yeah.
So this walrus. This walrus. Did they name him?
I'm looking at him now. They don't. I don't think they have a name for him.
We got eyes on this walrus.
The story's rotating the walrus on his computer screen.
I looked for more recent stories because the original story is from the 14th, which is last Sunday.
Yeah. Hopefully, he got to spend St. Patrick's Day there.
Yeah. Well, there's a video of him.
Oh, I see him.
Like he's like laying on the rocks and he's like covering his it's very cute actually. I'll send this thing, but he's like covering his face like he's embarrassed with his like aww. He's like laying on his side like
he's like oh with his, no with his, like,
brother
yeah. Oh boy
I shouldn't be in Ireland
yeah but where am I ugh. So
who hasn't woken up from a nap and been felt that emotion?
Yeah, I mean the marine biologist they interviewed for this thing said that he doesn't think he's in any danger. He should be able to swim home eventually. You know, it might be a little bit of a journey, but he's serious? Very tired and presumably very hungry.
They gotta like help this guy. They're so mean. Like, I know you don't want to like try to domesticate him or whatever, but like throw the guy some fish,
dude. You just got get handed him. Like half an aquarium. Like just. Build him a spot, and now you're a tourist jail. Thing.
Yeah.
Put him in jail.
Put him in jail. Put him in the Magneto jail underwater.
Them saying he can swim back home is a lie. That's the walrus swam back home is there's a farm upstate for this walrus.
I mean, no way.
He can swim back to
well, the he swam there.
No, he floated there.
He floated some of the way there and then swam the rest of the way.
Yeah, but probably a good part of the way. I don't know.
The island, like it. He could, his island hopping. He's like a Instagram model in like the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
There's gonna be pictures of him in Bali with like his ass on an infinity pool.
My pod, he's all wearing masks.
Paddleboarding.
Masks in our pockets. Yeah.
Walrus paddleboarding in Tulum.
Yeah.
just posting a different thing every day to make it not clear how you could physically be in all these different places rapidly. Like, very, very strange.
And then he's going to get canceled because he's not wearing a mask and he's traveling without quarantining.
Yeah.
And people are going to get really mad at him.
He's going to launch a
trip to Ireland, all socially distanced, of course. We got PCR tests. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a walrus swimwear line would probably help me out more than, like, Emily Ratajkowski's swimwear line. Like, dude. I know you guys don't know or give a shit about this, but it is so... Emily Ratajkowski has a swimwear line, and I have never seen swimwear that is so universally unflattering on every body type except Emily Ratajkowski's. It is amazing.
Kath, like, you might be surprised to know I'm somewhat familiar with Emily. That she advertises on Instagram.
I guess she does advertise her wildly unflattering bathing suits on her Instagram.
Yeah, they're just for her, and she has a body that just, is not this what anybody else's is.
They're just for her, and it's very funny.
She got pregnant and got, like, thinner. Her baby, like a reverse baby.
I do remember seeing pictures of her. I think I was thinking this about Julia Fox, but I was just like, I'm fatter now than Julia Fox was the moments before she gave birth.
Dude, sometimes if they're really, like, strong, like if one of the ones that's, like, really ripped has, like, a baby, mm-hmm. it, like, you can, like, see the baby. It's like abs with a baby. It's like the stowaway from we were talking about the wrestler. It's just like a baby rock climbing
just
on the
ass. Han Solo in carbonite. Yeah,
in this lady's baby. Like six pack. Ooh.
Yeah.
Look. Whatever makes you happy. Congrats on your baby. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just feel like this walrus, this swimmer line would probably be flattering on me. That's all. That's all I'll say. I feel like that would work out.
He's a great looking walrus. He's like cartoon level looking.
Yeah, he's a huge guy. That's the thing that they knew something was off is that, like, usually it's like juveniles that will go all over the place to kind of, mm-hmm. you know, like find new places to breed and stuff. You know, they're trying to find somewhere to get some, but the older guys usually don't do that, and that's apparently that. So he, yeah, they know he
that and his brother gesture that yeah. he was making.
That's a tell right there.
He's the size of a cow. Wow,
he's a large man.
He's very large.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he does swim back. I wish him the best. I hope that this is not the equivalent of a farm upstate for walruses, but I do think they should give him some Kerrygold butter and scallops. I think that would be nice.
Give this man the scallops. Little. It would just be like a wheelbarrow full of just like scallops with butter and garlic, and just dump them all on the rock.
Great.
Like, here you go, pal.
let him pierce the hot mashed potato crust of a shepherd's pie with those tusks. And dig in.
That's
maybe,
what
yeah,
they're
maybe
for.
They don't have corned beef and cabbage in Ireland, or that's not an Irish thing. That's an Irish American thing.
Oh,
but
really? I didn't know.
Maybe they just maybe
something
they just
that fucking stinky and it's not even real. Like, not that the Irish thing is stinky, but I'm like, why would anyone make that if it wasn't an actual tradition?
Well, you know, I don't know if we want. It was the only meat they could afford because they didn't have any money because they were all, you know, and they.
I will say I like corned beef and cabbage. You know, it is smelly, but. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I don't have anything against the food. I have it against how my house smells on St. Patrick's Day because my dad likes it. So that's my bigger problem with it.
Do you get the post-St. Patrick's Day Reuben situation, too? That feels like a natural transition.
Oh, I mean, the house smells like it for, like, days. And then
no,
I
but,
just
like,
eat,
you,
like,
you turn
cheese.
The corned beef into a Reuben.
Do you
Reuben,
eat the Reuben?
No, I don't want the corned beef at all. I don't. It's not
I'm
something
saying,
I participate
does your dad
in.
Do it? I'm not saying do you
oh,
do
yeah.
it.
He eats everything. He's a grazer.
I feel like he's not understanding this question.
It's fine.
Does he do the Reubens the next day?
Yes.
Probably. I just don't pay attention.
You're like, I want no part of this.
I truly want no part of it.
I stay out of the kitchen for that entire week. That's the...
Yeah, I just leave. I go away. I stay in a hotel.
He goes and falls asleep on an ice floe, wakes
in
up in Ireland.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get my annual St. Patrick's Day hotel. Oh, are you partying? No, my dad just makes corned beef and cabbage, and it's gross.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even make it. My mom makes it. He sits at the table with his bib on or whatever. He doesn't do that, but yeah.
All right. Well, shall we do plugs?
Yeah. Best of luck to this walrus. I just want to make that
clear. We love him. And we love corned beef and cabbage.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
Everybody! Patreon.com/whatatimepod. As we said before, I mean, that's the best way to support the show. If you can, you know, that's nice. I don't really have a good way to dismount from the start of that sentence.
Patreon.com/whatatimepod.
You support us. We appreciate it very much.
Yes.
Patreon.com/whatatimepod. You get a free bonus episode every week. You also get a Roadhouse commentary track, a live show video, and a bunch of other stuff. And also, if you're a patron, we have a survey on there for you right now. So give us your opinions.
Mm-hmm. Cancel your Jib Jab subscription. And
that's right.
Throw us
exactly.
the money.
Man, can you imagine paying like $9, $10 a month for Jib Jab?
For probably like 2 years because you can't figure out how to. It's like a gym. You have to send them a notarized letter to cancel your Jib Jab.
You have to go to the Jib Jab office in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got some goals. We just met our 1100 patron goal, which is Eli's art show, which is coming up, as we said, Thursday the 25th at 8:30 p.m. on the Twitch channel. We'll be posting about that, but yeah, twitch.tv/whatatimepod. And other than that, we've got a goal at 1200 patrons, which is the Death Nut Challenge. We're going to be eating a series of spicier nuts. That one will come sooner than you think, so definitely join up so you can check that out. And at 2000, we're going to be doing the NFL Combine, we're going to work on some intermediate goals in between there, I think, as we get closer. But
we are only 79 patrons away from eating extremely spicy nuts, so hot if you nuts. Would like to see us eat some hot nuts, definitely sign up.
Yeah, hot nuts, like those carts where they smell better than anything could possibly taste.
They smell so good.
They don't taste like they smell. They don't taste as good. Because nothing could taste that good. It's really incredible.
You don't like the hot nut smell, really?
I like the hot... No, I'm saying the hot nut smell is great. And then I'll walk up to the cart and they'll be like, do you want any? And be like, oh, no. I've been burned before. I know what you're selling.
Yeah, doing the Jimmy John's thing or the Krispy Kreme thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need any. I just want to smell. It's like, get out of here. Hey, just like shooing you.
Chase
with a
you
hose.
Off with a broom. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got better food now. Hot nuts are done.
So that's the best way to support the show. If you could also support the show just by telling a friend or giving us a good iTunes review, all those kinds of things are helpful to supporting the show. We also have the TeePublic link in the description. Lots of designs on there, and lots of different stuff you can put the designs on. We also have the Discord, link in the description for that as well. If you subscribe to the $10 patron level, you can get into the private channels. We have a YouTube channel where we're putting up some clips and things like that, and that is youtube.com/c/IBelieveWhatATimeToBeAlive. That'll be a link in the description as well. What a Time Pod on Twitter, What a Time Pod on Instagram, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com. That is all the stuff from our plugs. I'm Patty Mo on all the stuff. I don't have anything to plug for myself that I can think of, so thank you.
I have another podcast called Lie, Cheat, and Steal. It's a true crime podcast about liars, frauds, thieves, and bullshitters. We just released a free episode about a very shady startup, originally nonprofit, then surprise, turned profit, organization called Philly Fighting COVID that convinced the government of Philadelphia that they should run their vaccination drive despite being just a bunch of random 20-somethings, and that did not go well. So check that out. We also do two bonus Patreon episodes a month for that, in addition to our one free episode, patreon.com/liecheatandsteal, A-N-D. I'm Kath Barbadoro on everything. I think that is all I have to plug.
Do a galaxy lamps up. Split them open.
Check out a galaxy lamp.
Do not
go on the website.
I cannot warn you enough. Do not check out a galaxy lamp.
Maybe I might. I'll look into this. Maybe it'll be a good episode. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm Eli Yudin on Twitter, ELIYUDIN. Chili's Restaurants on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitch at pig_dog. Playing a lot of Magic the Gathering lately. By pure luck, I beat the number 67 ranked player in the world, which automatically makes me the number 66 ranked player in the world.
Whoa! Congrats!
Yeah, it was pure luck. But
look at this guy.
Long applause, deserved. And then check out. I do a show called TV and D. With old friends from college humor, we play role-playing games as different TV casts. We just finished a month where we did The Muppets, and the last episode was super fun. I had Amy Vorpal on, if you know her. And it's really fun. You don't need to know D&D, really, or even the TV shows that much to watch it. But there's like a big bank of them on YouTube you can check out. Just TV and D on YouTube. There's like King of the Hill, Bob's Burgers, The Muppets, Sopranos. Kath guests on an episode of that. So check that out if you'd like.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.